In this 30-minute body scan practice, the invitation is to make a choice now about where to be, whether it's sitting, lying down, or standing. Bringing close by anything that will help support you or feel more comfortable. Perhaps something to keep you warm or something like a cushion or pillow, if that's helpful. And wherever you choose to be for this practice, just seeing if it's possible to let go of any holding in the body, any tightness or tension. So allowing the body to rest in its position, allowing the full weight of the body to be supported by the floor or the seat if you're sitting. Making a choice about whether the eyes are closed or open, but with a soft gaze or a lowered gaze. And remembering that during this practice, there are lots of choices available to you. You may choose to open the eyes at certain points if they've been closed, especially if there's sleepiness around. You may choose to adjust position if that feels like a skillful choice for you in any given moment. But the invitation is just to make sure that that is also part of the practice. Doing it with as much awareness as possible of any movements that need to be made. So when you're ready, tuning in now to any points of contact between the body and the floor or the seat. Intentionally bringing attention to these points of contact and any sensations there. Pressure, warmth, coolness. Broader sensations of contact, or very specific areas of contact. And remembering that these points of contact can be a helpful anchor for the attention, somewhere to come back to if you need to or choose to at any time. And then when you're ready, perhaps with a sense of the contact points in the background, bringing a more focused attention to sensations of breathing. These might be showing up in the belly as it rises on the in-breath and falls away on the out-breath. Or maybe somewhere else in the body. Perhaps the nostrils. Or the chest. Or even somewhere like the back and shoulder blades. But if it feels right for you, just following the breath now for a few breaths. Not thinking about the breath or needing to control it in any way at all. Just sensing that thing called breath in the body. And if you're finding that this isn't comfortable for you right now, then choosing another anchor point in the body. Maybe going back to one of those contact points that feels most steady and grounding for you. And tuning into sensations here. And then when you're ready, releasing attention from wherever you've been focusing and allowing it now to drop down the left leg and out into the left foot. Exploring what's here, what sensations are here. The toes, the sole of the foot. The heel, top of the foot. And maybe some strong sensations in some areas, and perhaps fainter or even no particular sensations in others. And remembering we're not trying to achieve any particular state or feel any particular way. Simply exploring and observing whatever is here with interest. And then on the next out-breath, if that's helpful to you, letting go of that sense of the foot and moving attention now to the ankle. What sensations are here? Checking if there's more of a thinking about the ankle, and if so, really seeing how it is to sense into the ankle, really experiencing the sensations there. Maybe inside the ankle joint itself, or the ankle bones. Maybe sensations of contact with clothing. Then taking a deeper breath, and on the out breath, if that's helpful for you, moving your attention to the lower leg, that area between the ankle and the knee. Noticing sensations here. The weight of the muscle and bone. Maybe points of contact between floor if you're lying or with clothing, or the backs of the legs in contact with a seat. Maybe there are pleasant sensations around here, or a chance to perhaps savour or appreciate a particular sensation. Warmth, a softness, a clarity of sensation. And if you're noticing that the mind has begun to wander, which we know is completely normal, then just observing that, noticing where it goes, and then gently, patiently guiding it back to these sensations in the lower leg. And then when you're ready, releasing that sense of the lower leg and moving attention to the left knee. What's here? Noticing perhaps sensations coming and going, arising and passing away. And when you're ready, again, if the breath is helpful, then taking a deeper breath, and on the out breath, letting go of the knee and shifting attention into the left thigh. Noticing sensations here. Maybe contact, heaviness or lightness. Tingling, pulsing, maybe some areas with stronger sensations, and some with little or no sensations, just receiving these however they are. Seeing how it is to bring interest or curiosity to what's here. And when you're ready, maybe taking a slightly deeper breath in, and on the out breath, letting go of that sense of the left thigh, and intentionally moving attention across to the right leg, dropping attention down all the way through the right leg and into the right foot. Really sensing into the whole of the foot here, toes, the bottom of the foot, the sole, the heel, the top of the foot. Not thinking about the foot or how it should be feeling in any particular way. Just receiving any and all sensations that are here right now. You may choose to zoom in a little on a particular area of the foot, bringing interest and curiosity to what's here. Or you may zoom out and sense a broader area of the foot or the foot as a whole. Just exploring. And when you're ready, using the breath if that's helpful, letting go of the sense of the right foot and moving up to the right ankle. Exploring here. Maybe areas of less sensation. Or stronger sensations pulling at attention. And then, when you're ready, letting go of the ankle. And shifting attention up now into the right lower leg. The shin. The large muscle at the back of the leg. The bone stretching down the front of the lower leg. The skin stretched around the lower leg. Really exploring what's here. Noticing in particular any sensations that perhaps are pleasant in any way. And seeing how it is, if that's the case, to really appreciate or savour this sensation. And then letting go of the lower leg, shifting attention now up into the right knee. The front, the back, the sides. Maybe even inside the knee joint. Noticing if here there's any sense of holding or tightness. And if that's the case, seeing how it is just to allow that or open to that sensation a little. Just acknowledging it's here and allowing, if that feels okay. And when you're ready, allowing that sense of the right knee to fade into the background, using the breath if it's helpful now to shift attention into the upper leg, the thigh. Tuning in to any sense of contact. Sensations from the inside of the thigh, maybe a sense of muscle or bone. Or from the outside, so the skin, points of contact, maybe with clothing or the seat or floor. Maybe tingling here. And then when you're ready, allowing that sense of the right thigh to fade into the background and shifting attention now up into the pelvis. So that sense of the hips and that bowl-like structure of the pelvis. Noticing any sensations here, maybe a sense of breathing. a sense of expanding and releasing. Noticing the pleasant or unpleasant or neutral sensations that might be here. And making a choice about what's right for you. Perhaps seeing how it is to allow these experiences to be just as they are. Or you may choose to take attention to somewhere in the body that feels more steadying and supportive. Just making any choices that feel right for you. And also if you're noticing the mind wandering, which again it may well do, noticing where it's gone. And then with a sense of friendliness, with kindness, gently guiding it back to the focus of attention in this moment. And when you're ready, perhaps taking a deeper breath here. And on the out-breath, shifting attention now to the lower back. Again, noticing any pleasant or unpleasant or neutral sensations here. And if there's any tightness or discomfort, making a choice here. You may want to bring a friendly attention to these sensations, being with for a while. Or it might feel right for you instead to choose to shift position slightly, to allow a sense of easing or comfort. Again, just making this part of your practice too, doing it with an awareness of these movements. As best you can. And when you're ready, releasing that sense of the lower back and bringing attention now to the abdomen, this area of the body between the chest and the pelvis. Exploring the surface of the abdomen, perhaps the skin stretched across this area. And inside, maybe noticing the rising and falling that comes with the in-breath and the out-breath. Maybe pleasant sensations here. And if there are, maybe an opportunity to really savour, to appreciate them, enjoying what's here. And then when it feels right for you, letting go and moving now to the chest. Really tuning into sensations here of the breathing, if that feels okay. A sense of expanding on the in-breath and releasing on the out-breath. Or the sense of the beating of the heart. Noticing any emotions that may be present here. Maybe a sense of peacefulness or relaxation. Or maybe a sense of boredom or irritation, frustration. And these can all pull at the attention, knowing there's no need to chase away unpleasant emotions or even hold on to the pleasant ones. A little like the sensations that we're exploring in the body, seeing how it is to just allow these emotions to come and go, bringing a gentle and friendly attention to them. And when you're ready, again, on the out-breath if that's helpful. Shifting attention now to the upper part of the back, the shoulder blades and the shoulders. Noticing any tightness or holding here. If it feels okay, you might want to just explore what this is like. What's here? Maybe even just opening to the sensations a little, rather than bracing against them. Or, of course, knowing you always have the option of moving the body if you choose. Whatever you choose, best you can, bringing a friendly attention to it, to this experience. And when you're ready, perhaps taking a slightly deeper breath and letting go and moving attention now down through the arms to both hands. Exploring sensations here. Noticing how in this part of the body there may be clearer sensations or even stronger sensations. Tingling, pulsing. Areas of coolness or warmth. Really tuning in to whatever is here. Giving any and all sensations in the hands some friendly attention. Noticing how sensations can change from moment to moment. And then letting the sense of the hands fade into the background and expanding up now into the wrists. The sensations inside and outside. And shifting again to the lower arms. Tuning in, exploring. With friendliness, if that feels right for you, sensations in the lower arms. And moving again now, so letting go of the lower arm and moving into the elbow area. The joint itself, the skin stretched across the elbows. Shifting once again now into the upper arms. Perhaps you're having a sense of the weight of the arms. The larger muscle in the upper arms. Ways in which the upper arm might come into contact with other parts of the body. And allowing the upper arms to fade into the background now as you move attention up into the shoulders. Remembering that if attention begins to wander or even be pulled away, perhaps by thoughts or sounds or other distractions, just noticing that and then gently guiding attention back into the shoulders. And any sensations here. And taking a deeper breath here, if that feels right for you. Letting go of the sense of arms and shoulders and moving attention up into the neck. Bringing gentle, kind interest to whatever is here, muscle, bone, skin. allowing this moment to be just as it is, as best you can. And now allowing the neck to fade into the background as you move attention up into the head. So starting with the chin and the lower jaw. Noticing any tightness here. Not needing to change it, but perhaps bringing some interest or kind curiosity to that point where the jaw meets the upper part of the head. And then moving on up to the cheeks. Cheekbones, the skin stretching across the cheeks. And over now towards the lips. If the lips are closed, then noticing the contact they have with each other. If the lips are parted, noticing any sensations of air moving across them as you breathe in and breathe out. If it feels right for you, letting go of the sense of lips and allowing attention to move into the mouth itself, inside the mouth. The tongue, the teeth, the gums, the roof of the mouth. Back of the throat, where air maybe is moving through as you breathe. Any sensations here? And then moving out from the mouth and up towards the nose. So taking attention now up over the upper lip and into the area of the nose. The sense of the outside, the surface of the nose. And the nostrils inside the nose. And now letting go of that sense of the nose and moving up to the area around the eyes. So the eye sockets, the eyelids, the eyeballs themselves resting in the sockets. And also the eyebrows. And letting go of this area, allowing that to fade into the background. And moving attention up towards the forehead. This area of the body that expresses so much for us during the day. Noticing what's here, any sensations here. Just allowing it to be just as you find it. And then letting go of the forehead as the focus of attention and expanding to the sides of the head. The ears, the area around the ears. The shell-like structure of the outer ear, including the earlobe. Or a sense of the inner ear. Noticing what's here. And letting go of the ear as the focus of attention and moving now to the back of the head. If lying down, there may be a sense of contact, a sense of the weight of the head at the back and of the top of the head. So moving now from the back to the top of the head. Noticing any sensations here, maybe on the scalp. Sense of the hair, maybe tingling. Maybe a sense of air moving across the scalp. It's bringing some curiosity to whatever you notice here. And then when you're ready, from this point at the top of the head, allowing attention now to expand and move down to include the whole of the body in awareness. To any and all parts of the body. As best you can, holding this body with a sense of friendly awareness. And if available to you, perhaps bringing a sense of allowing to the body. Allowing the body to be just as it is to yourself. Just as you are in this moment. So as you come to the end of this practice, just allowing yourself the time and space to choose what's right for you now. Maybe bringing a little bit of movement into the body. Or simply choosing to stay where you are a little longer. But taking care as you bring this practice to an end and move into the next moments of your day.